Are you proud of where you live? Back in the olden days, Northampton had the bright idea of promoting itself with a song. So the Development Corporation got a Sheena Easton-type session singer to sing this odd little number about the wonders of Northampton. A town, they said, that boasted of being 60 miles away by road or rail. And the girl sang about how she couldn't wait to be with her guy in Northampton. And then the chorus built and built till it got to the great big payoff. It went, Northampton! 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 Middle England! Yes! That's it! The benefit of Northampton is that it's 60 miles away in a vague area called Middle England. It's what happens when a committee tries to write a song. The amazing thing is, they still use it. Every day, it's on this audio-visual loop in the museum. The video features concrete and roads and this bizarre soundtrack. You wonder how the people who work there can stand it. It's been playing round and round and round every 3 minutes, 7 days a week, for 27 years. That's over 1.5 million times this song has been played. And still, absolutely nobody knows it. But now, of course, you want to hear it. Try visiting Northampton's museum opposite the Derne Gate, or phone up the local radio. They're bound to have a copy. I'm sorry to say, I do actually have a copy of this song somewhere in the loft. My mate gave it to me when it first came out. He couldn't believe it either. And when I told him they were still using it, he started singing the chorus. Northampton, Middle England! It had obviously got to him. Ha ha! Northampton is famous for more than being Middle England 60 miles away by road or rail. It is, in fact, the boot capital of the country. They're very proud of having made the boots and shoes that have shod the nation, until cheap foreign imports did them out of a monopoly. There's a great exhibition about the footwear that they've made in the town. And I went to see it this week after I'd done my gig at Lava. The following morning, I thought I'll go and see some culture. And this is the culture. They haven't got a pair of my great stage shoes, though they should have, but they do have Elton John's giant stilt boots from the film Tommy. So, a good excuse for an Elton song. And then there's the Spice Girls in their stage footwear. And with them, they play These Boots Are Made for Walking. Now that is a proper song. It immediately took me back to my days starting out as a local radio DJ. We used to have a request show which would always feature the same old songs. Jim Reeves, I love you because you understand me. Or the crystal chandelier lights up the painting on your wall. These dirgy, ballady things were not the sort of thing we DJs wanted to play. So we'd swap Jim Reeves for Queen, with that lovely guitar at the front. Ka-down, you're my best friend. And we'd look for other ways to add our own creativity to the request show. One day I had a letter from a lady asking for a particular track by Nancy Sinatra. So I looked through the record library, and we didn't have it, as I suspected. Never heard of it anyway, so I chose her best-known song, which is These Boots Are Made for Walking, and I read out the dedication. Hi, Dad, I said. Happy birthday. Lots of love and best wishes from all the family, especially your dear daughter, who's asked for this, Nancy Sinatra. And here she is with These Boots Are Made for Walking. And I played the song. Everything went well until the phone rang. You'd better take this call, Timmy. Hello, can I help? Yeah, it's me, the lady who wrote in for my dad. Oh, good. Hi. Hope your dad enjoyed it. Why? Why did you do that? What? Why did you play that song? Well, you asked for it. Nancy Sinatra. Yeah, I know, but not that song. Well, what's wrong with it? It's a great song. Everybody knows that. It's terrific. Yes, but not that song. It's for my dad. And now my family won't speak to me. Why ever not? It's my dad! He's got no legs!